This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. More smoky air from Canada is on the way to the United States. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It's those wildfires in Canada. They'll continue to send worsening smoky air across parts of the U.S. over the coming days, say experts. Most of the fires now considered out of control. Recent heavy rains missed the places where the fires are most active. One expert's suggestion, get into the habit of checking air quality every day this summer. One way to do that, go to the EPA's website, airnow.gov, and put in your zip code. This morning, Washington, D.C. and Chicago were among the places with unhealthy air. Meanwhile, NASA's reporting that smoke from wildfires in Quebec has now reached Europe. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Supreme Court made a big decision this week, and more are expected. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
The Supreme Court is expected to announce more major decisions on the court's final day before the justices go on summer break. On student loans, the justices have yet to decide the fate of President Joe Biden's plan to wipe away or reduce student loans. When the court heard arguments in the case in February, the plan did not seem likely to survive, though it's possible the justices could decide the challengers lack the right to sue and the plan could still go forward. On gay rights, that case involves a Christian graphic artist from Colorado who wants to begin designing wedding websites, but objects to making wedding websites for same-sex couples. The justices have already released important decisions this week on other issues, including affirmative action, voting rights, and religious rights. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise visit to Ukraine on Thursday and met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Pence is the first Republican presidential candidate to meet with the Ukrainian president during the campaign. Pence's visit to Ukraine comes just after a deadly Russian missile strike on a pizza restaurant in the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk, killing 12 people and injuring dozens more. Ukraine's counterintelligence service said this week it arrested a man it accused of helping Russia direct the attack. French prosecutors have said magistrates will investigate a police officer who shot and killed a teenage driver for voluntary homicide following 3 days of violent protests. AP correspondent Karen Chambers has that story.
Clashes first erupted in and around the Paris suburb of Nanterre, where the killing of 17-year-old Nahel took place during a traffic check. The government deployed 2,000 police to maintain order, but violence resumed after dusk. Multiple vehicles were set ablaze in Nanterre and protesters shot fireworks and threw stones at police, who fired repeated volleys of tear gas. In an emergency meeting, French President Emmanuel Macron said, "These acts are totally unjustifiable." Macron also called for remembrance and respect, as Nahel's mother called for a silent march in his honor. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is going to start tracking infections caused by the rare but potentially deadly germ impacting infant formula. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The germ is called Chronobacter. Illnesses and deaths among children set off a nationwide shortage of infant formula last year. When the bug gets into a food such as powdered formula, it can cause life-threatening bloodstream infections and meningitis in very young or sick infants. The CDC says even though the infections are rare, up to 40% of babies who get sick will die. So far this year, one case of Chronobacter infection in an infant has been reported to the CDC linked to formula. The agency is warning parents to sterilize equipment used for bottle and breastfeeding after a baby died from a Chronobacter infection traced to a contaminated breast pump. I'm Ed Donahue.
The trial against former Brazil leader Jair Bolsonaro resumes Friday, a day after being suspended. Judges evaluating a case filed by Brazil's Democratic Labor Party, which claims the far-right leader abused his power by using government communications channels to promote his campaign and cast unfounded doubts on the country's electronic voting system. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.